there, and welcome to Voyage here at CKUW. My name's Keith Black, and as usual, if you're a regular listener, on Wednesday mornings you know that for the next 3 hours you're going to be hearing some of the best in the world of jazz, mainly contemporary, but with a nod in the historical segment as well. I hope you can stay tuned, and there is some really neat music as usual today, both brand new and not so brand new, but there you go. As I mentioned, I'm Keith Black. Been doing this for a while. Enjoy the opportunity and hope that you can stick around for the next little while. It's going to be a good show, I think. And my wife always says, how did your show go? And I said, well, I'm the wrong person to ask because I think it went well. But it's the people at the other end of this microphone that are the ones who really need to decide one way or the other. I'll go over the playlist briefly, as I frequently do, just sort of quickly to tell you what's going to happen for the next 3 hours, and then I'll go back and do detailed introductions. Starting off today is a trio called the Trio of Bloom. And if you know the jazz world, you know that back away there's been a trio of doom, so things are growing, so to speak. Trio of Bloom will start. Then a brand new album, again, by Canadian pianist Kate Wyatt. And then pianist Sylvie Carvoisier with an extended track. Always ponder whether or not to play a really extended track, but they're usually worth something in allowing them to develop at their own pace. Following Sylvie Carvoisier is my historical segment, which today is drummer Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. There's a fair amount can be said about them, and I'll talk about that when we get down to that segment. Then another drummer following that, Eric McPherson, from almost brand new album of his. And then guitarist Sam Dickinson. And then a sneak preview by Norwegian saxophonist Marius Nesset of an album that's not coming out until sometime early 2026, but they have allowed one track to be a teaser, and I'll be playing that a little later. Then another drummer, Carl Allen, with an album called Tippin', and we'll end the show with guitarist Mary Halverson with some, as much as I can play, of a few samples from her album About Ghosts, which is really great. I suppose I should have waited until next week to do that just before Halloween, but well, there you go. Getting back to the top of the order, as they say in baseball, the Trio of Bloom is really interesting, three very, very well-known inventive musicians in modern creative music. And they apparently have met for the first time as a Trio of Bloom. And the trio is keyboardist Craig Taborn, guitarist Nels Klein, and drummer Marcus Gilmore. This is a very interesting album, actually. It's a self-titled debut. Been out now for, all of maybe not even quite a month, but brand new. And it sort of has a wide range of unusual and adventurous music that is just really cool. So here to start us off is the Trio of Bloom. I'm going to play three tracks. One is called Breath. Then the second was called Queen King. Well, you can go a lot of places with that one. And then Diana is the third one. Here is the Trio of Bloom.
Thank you.
That was the Trio of Bloom. Interesting title and an interesting group. You would expect some adventurous music, but there's really more mellow and very accessible. The trio is Craig Taborn on keyboards, Nels Klein on guitar, and drummer Marcus Gilmore. Very interesting. Self-named debut album by the Trio of Bloom. And it's a very neat beginning for that band. And it is 10:23, still Central Daylight Time for not much longer, but that's the way it is right now. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays, live here from the studio, streamed live at ckuw.ca, archived there as well. So welcome, however and whenever and from wherever you might be listening to this. I'm moving on from one trio to a very different sounding trio now, another one. This is pianist Kate Wyatt's new album with her trio, which has Adrian Vidati on bass and Louis-Vincent Amel on drums. Wyatt is Montreal-based and has had a couple of really good releases. She's a very solid musician. This is a fine new album. It's called Murmurations, with, again, a great trio. In jazz these days, when you say the word trio, it could be anything at all that you can expect from the three musicians who are involved. This is perhaps a more conventional instrumentation and approach, but it works out very well. Here's the Kate Wyatt Trio with three tracks. First one's called Sunrise, a little late for that, but it's there you go. Then Coruscation, and then Finding. Three tracks, Kate Wyatt Trio. Thank you. Some very lovely writing there. That's a beautiful little ballad with the Kate Wyatt Trio, with Wyatt on piano and the main leader, composer, arranger. And it's a really neat album. The album's called Murmurations. That last track was just called Finding. And it's a lovely little ballad. And it's now, wow, 10:39 already. It's the morning is moving right along. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Well, moving away from the trio, which we have had two samples already this morning, to a pianist named Sylvie Courvoisier, who is extremely competent, polished in a very adventurous way. My understanding and from notes of previous releases is that her original training was in classical piano. But the jazz world is quite happy that she discovered it, so to speak. And her work in the technique, of course, may have come from her earlier training, but the ideas and the improvisations and the moods come from her jazz chops. She's reasonably prolific. She's had a couple of really solid releases in the last year or two. And she has, on several occasions, had a great relationship with octogenarian trumpeter Wodonta Leo Smith, who is one of the gems in the jazz world at the moment. This album of hers, which is actually, I think, from maybe a year or two ago now, it's called Chimera. And I have always had trouble with the pronunciation of that word, the mythological monster or whatever, which I've heard it pronounced, I don't know, a lot of different ways. And the way that is the predominant one, because I actually checked it out recently on Google because I couldn't stand it anymore, and Chimera is the pronunciation that is preferred, although in fact Google offers several other alternatives. But I digress. The title is whatever it is, Chimera, and this album is fascinating. Because of the musicians because of the musicians and the instrumentation generally, Wodonta Leo Smith and Nate Woolley, two trumpeters, Christian Fenez on electric guitar, Drew Gress on bass, Kenny Wallison on drums and vibraphones, and of course Courvoisier on piano. This is a really fine album, and it's in the initial introduction to it, I said that I had to toy with this. I have sampled a couple of other tracks, and I've always left this one alone, mainly because it runs 20 minutes, and I have to always argue with myself as to whether or not that is longer than a radio show should be using. But on the other hand, I don't want to belittle or whatever the attention span and the interest of all of you folks out there. So today you're getting the track called Le Pavon Rouge, which means the red poppy, from Chimera with the Sylvie Courvoisier group. Here it is for about 20 minutes or so, the red poppy. Thank you.